I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7. We have a really great band in the studio today. Singer-songwriter Kelly Upshaw writes the songs for the band that plays, as described on their MySpace page, as Thinker's Rock. Really cool tunes like OK All Right, Whatever Suits You from the band's debut album, The Incurable Want, have become as regular in rotation as songs by national acts here on KXT. They play a free for KXT members only event tonight at the Loft in Dallas with another Denton band, RTB2. We're very happy to welcome the Hope Trust to KXT. Welcome, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Okay,
good. So, okay, we got Kelly. Kelly, introduce us to everybody else.
Okay, well, to my left, which you audible listeners can't see, I've got my brother Michael, who plays pedal steel and guitar in the band. To my immediate right, we have Jeremy Buller, who is a multi-instrumentalist extraordinaire. And to my far right, we have Andy Odom, who is our bass player and marketing guru.
Hi.
That's great. Welcome, guys. I'm going to ask you to play a song for us, but first, how'd you guys get together?
Well, I've known Andy as long as I've known anyone. He remembers me being born. He grew up being best friends with my brother Mike, so we've just had a long tradition of playing together and just kind of always had something to do together, and we made a record, and now we have a band. So.
And Jeremy came into the picture by being our roommate from college. I remember back when he was like a freshman in college and just a guitar major at North Texas and full of good hope and stuff like that. So,
Yep.
And I wasn't there when you were born, just to clarify. I just remember hearing about it, but I wasn't actually. Okay.
Yeah. So
all that to say, we have a long history together.
Yes.
So what's the first song going to be?
We're gonna play whatever suits you. We really appreciate it getting played on the radio, so we figured we'd do a stripped down version of it. So we're ready when you are.
All right. Been a whole year's time. Now everything's just fine. From when you love me, do you love me? Now everything you've hated is the future that you're making without me, without me. The time can heal our wounds, leaves a scar and bruise to remind you, to remind you. Does he make you cry? Or does he tell you lies? 'Cause it's easy. Is it easy? So much for making plans with nothing but empty hands for the future. For the future. But time can heal our wounds, leaves a scar and bruise to remind you, to remind you. You can swear it's true, you can change your tune, whatever suits you, whatever suits you.
Hope Trust, live here in the studio at KXT 91.7. Whatever suits you. from the album The Incurable Want. Such a cool, cool song. Really
Thank
like
you.
That one. Talk about the recording of The Incurable Want. You did it in a home studio?
Yeah, I was living in New York at the time, and I really wanted to make a record. I kind of had enough songs collected up that I started to believe in wanting to do it, and I decided I wanted to come home to Denton and make it with my friends. And so I came down from New York for a month, and we hung out in the house and made a record, and it was very gratifying, and here we are now. So,
yeah, it was really cool. It started off as a singer-songwriter project for Kelly initially, and I think, you know, it wasn't really a band idea at first, and we had a bunch of people play on the record, and it was a lot of fun to kind of collaborate with a lot of Denton people that we'd known for a long time.
Yeah, we had, like, Andy Young. He played in Lift to Experience, and Eric Nicholson from Midlake helped us out, and it was, you know, a good chance to get your friends together and make some music, so...
And part of it was recorded in New York, right?
Yeah, I recorded the piano and my vocals at St. Paul's Episcopal Church. And it actually is the same piano that Sufjan Stevens used for Illinois on that record. So it's kind of a cool little fact.
The other song we've been playing here a bunch, Okay, All Right, and you use pedal steel on it. And what's so cool about it doesn't even sound like what you think would be a country song.
Yeah.
What made you decide pedal steel?
I think that song... I don't know. I love the sound and texture and like the emotive quality of pedal steel. I think it just really is a powerful sound. And I think we live in an age where you can borrow from this and that, you know, and kind of create your own sound and just whatever sound you can create to associate with your ideas. And if you can communicate with them, you've succeeded. So I feel like that really fit the song. So
it's a great, just atmosphere instrument in general. I think if you're not doing like the country licks, you can be doing some really like moody, stuff. Todd Pertell is a really good example of someone who does that. He plays or has played with Doug Burr a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still does.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. Just trying old sounds, you know, from a new angle. So,
well, how about another song?
Absolutely. I need to tune this up real fast. It was that easy. All right. This next song is called Sleepy Romans.
I hear he's coming back for you, and that he loves you, and he'll always be true. I'm never much for, I'm never given to taking sides, but it sounds so nice. I hope that it gets me too. Jesus Christ, is it a bad time to get right with you? Oh, I'll be good, do the things I should, till you come back through. Mary, when walking, she found you talking right to her, said you saw straight through her, and something about an empty grave. The Holy Spirit, sleepy Romans, and a stone ready to roll. It couldn't keep you from busting loose. Oh, Jesus Christ, is a bad time to get right with you. Oh, I'll be good, do the things I should, till you come back through. Thank you. Jesus Christ is a bad time to get right with you. Oh, I'll be good, do the things I should till you come back through. Oh, Jesus Christ, you sure sound nice. I hope the stories are true.
The Hope Trust joins us live here in the studio at KXT 91.7, Sleepy Romans, from the new album, correct?
That is true. It will be released this summer, I promise.
Great. What's it called?
It's called Light Can't Escape.
Talk about it a bit. What can we expect?
I think it's really great. You know, you make a record, and that's kind of a statement of your ideas and your taste, and you get to live a couple of years and kind of reshape those ideas and get a new fascination, and I think this record is that. I think it was just a lot of new ideas and sounds that I was kind of fascinated with. Kind of got into Joy Division and, I don't know, a bunch of other stuff that is kind of a little more upbeat and, I don't know, yeah, it's a little more rock and roll, I hope.
I think, too, it was a collaborative effort. We had these songs for a while, and we worked on them as a band, working on arrangements, whereas the first record was done building it track by track and trying to, you know, just see whatever works. And this way we've really had time to develop and really figure out what we want to do and then execute it well.
I think that's also kind of helped create a band identity, which is, you know, something that wasn't there with the first record. And this is very much the five of us in a room, you know, hashing it out. So,
what are some of your influences?
I'm a huge fan of Neil Finn. If anybody knows me, they're probably rolling their eyes right now. Like, oh, of course, Neil Finn. But he's the lead singer from Crowded House. I get excited about Wilco a lot. Jeff Tweedy's a really great songwriter. I just like people that, you know, pursue new sounds, but also really kind of get the tradition that they come from and try to make a statement within the context of that. So, yeah.
What are you listening to right now?
Right now?
And that goes to everybody, really.
Yeah, I think, Andy, what are you listening to? You got...
The new Dum Dum Girls, Quadron, and so much that I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I'd have to look at my iPod and figure out what I've been listening to lately.
Jeremy, you've been out on the road. What have you been listening to?
Bought some Starbucks CDs, and one of them is a Nashville compilation that I like a lot. A bunch of stuff from the 50s and 60s. And there's this Broken Bells record, which I hadn't heard about, but it's, I guess, James Mercer, is that his name? From the Shins with Danger Mouse. Pretty nice.
Oh yeah.
And got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings.
Playing a lot of that.
Get a little soul.
We've been playing just about everything you guys have mentioned. So
yeah, it's good stuff.
See, I've been listening to some Lucinda and Talking Heads a lot lately.
Yeah, Talking Heads always.
Some David Bowie.
Naive Melody.
Yes.
It's a good tune.
So band dynamics to me are really interesting. That's conflicts resolve between members of a band, and what are or were some conflicts, you know, within the band, and how'd you resolve them?
We don't talk to each other, so we never...
Yeah, we just keep it strictly professional and remove our emotions from the process.
What was a latest conflict?
Do
you want to talk about
this? No, absolutely not. Some things you keep to
yourself.
There
was a girl involved.
No, there wasn't.
Oh, okay. if I may interject, Kelly, we expect Kelly drives the train here, so, you know, we kind of defer to his inclinations when it comes to something creative. But you know, we all know each other very well, and we're close as brothers. So we can, if we're pissed at each other, we can pretty much. Can I say that word?
you did.
I did. Yeah. We communicate very well with each other and let each other know when we're upset with each other.
But I think that's the thing too. Like you know, you have different people that bring different sounds and different experiences to whatever you're working on. And I think it's always good to kind of be deferential to them and allow them to really create a space for themselves, you know.
Did they ever get on to you about that? Oh, you sound like Neil Finn again.
No, I don't know. I don't think I'm that good, so that's not a problem. But no, I think I'm a drummer also, so whenever I write a song, I kind of write with an arrangement, so it's kind of hard to, you know,
impose yourself?
Impose myself on others, but I'm also like, you got to get it, dude. This is the part I want. So. Yeah.
So we're all pretty cool about letting that happen.
Yeah. So.
Good.
Yeah.
How about one more song?
Absolutely. This is also going to be on our new record, Light Can't Escape. And if you come see the show tonight, you'll see hand claps and hip shaking and all. It's going to be fun. So here it is.
Will you try to? But I wouldn't let you. I wouldn't let you. If you tried, well, I came to. So I was a fool for loving you. What was I to do? I could have seen it on the news. Will you lie to home that I'll side with you? You know me all too well. I liked it better than the truth. Will you drain me, made a brain dead me? So I just blame me and love you still.
You're listening to KXT 91.7. Hope Trust joins us live in the studio. That's Tried To from the newest album called Light Can Escape. The Hope Trust, our guests live in the studio today, they play The Loft in Dallas tonight at an event free for KXT members along with Denton Band RTB2. Guys, thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
For more concert and venue information, go to the concerts events page at kxt.org. Have a look at performances from other guests too on the in-studio page. I'm Joe Cazera. This is KXT 91.7 Music to the Core.